A leader with the Jewish Federation of Greater Vancouver says a mass bomb threat made Wednesday morning, August 20, against more than 100 synagogues and institutions across Canada is just part of the increasing hate their community is facing. Am I surprised? Not particularly, because we continue to see this on the rise, Board Chair Lana Marks-Pulver said. Dozens of Jewish organizations and doctors were emailed an identical threat early Wednesday, according to RCMP. Nothing came of the threats, which targeted people and sites in Ottawa, Toronto, Montreal, Calgary, Vancouver and beyond. But BCRCMP told Black Press Media local law enforcement are investigating and that British Columbians may see an increased number of officers in some areas. Pulver said their understanding is that the email was a hoax intended to incite fear in the Jewish community. It was an extremely serious threat. It was causing major damage to buildings and lives, really wanting to hurt people. She said the community has been enduring worsening hate ever since the October 7 attacks by Hamas. According to B'nai B'rith Canada, incidents of anti-Semitism doubled in 2023 in Canada. Pulver said the Jewish Federation of Greater Vancouver is now spending around $100,000 a month on security to keep people safe. It's enough already, she said. Premier David Eby condemned the threat in a post to X, saying, BC unequivocally stands against anti-Semitism, while Public Safety Minister Mike Farnworth said his office is working alongside law enforcement to investigate what happened. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau also made a statement on the mass threat, calling it blatant anti-Semitism. Pulver said incidents like this are frightening and saddening, but that the Jewish community is resilient. We're not going to be intimidated by it. Read also, multiple Jewish organizations, hospitals across Canada receive bomb threats, with files from the Canadian press.